Warning, explicit adult content. So this weekend was so fun. I spent a lot of time in the Comic-Con area in San Diego. On Friday night, I went to Black Girl Nerds Meetup, which was also hosted by the Nerds of Color. Yay, you guys. Thank you for hosting the meetup. It was in a beautiful location, the Hilton Bayfront, and you could see the water and the breeze was coming at us, and it was like super hot and humid. Super hot and humid. So everyone still had a great attitude, especially after we started drinking. And I was shy at first because I was like, I know people only online, though, so I have to say hi. And Jamie, the founder and creator of the Black Girl Nerds, she came right up to me after I gave her a few awkward eye glances and smiles. She came over and said hi. Thank you, Jamie. You're so awesome in person. And everyone should follow Black Girl Nerds if you're not already, because you are lost. It's a big deal. She's amazing and completely down to earth. And she had some of her fellow Black Girl Nerds there who were also awesome. And I got to meet the Blurred Girl. She was there as well. I look up to her online as well, listen to her podcast. And she has a video series on YouTube. She's amazing. Again, she came up to me first to say hello. I'm like, wow, thank you guys. You guys are awesome. I'm so excited to be associated with you. And that was the goal. Like, I wanted to go to Comic-Con just for the Blurreds. So that was a big deal. And I'm super glad I got to do it. And I met really cool people. And I did another episode of the Dope Science Show Hits the Streets. This is show two, you guys. And I will let you know, I didn't have a topic in mind because I'm pretty bad about that sometimes. But my sister had an interesting topic and I was a little bit scared to bring it up because I was like, what if people are awkward or they think I'm a slut because I'm asking questions that are sex related? And I was nervous. But I said, you know what? Let's do it. So the question of the day was, I think you guys will hear it in the show. So how about we take a listen to what the question of the day was and what everyone's feedback from the party was. I love to get it while we've had a couple of drinks. Everyone's relaxed. I try to get answers from men and women. And I did that. It was super scary. So check it out. And then at the end of the show, I will refer to the articles and resources that inspired the show. And you guys can let me know what you think. Talk to you soon. All right, you guys. Thank you. You know that. What's up? This is the Dope Science Show on the streets. I'm at the Black Girl Nerds event at Comic-Con. Whoop, whoop. I'm making friends with all my awkward black friends. There's some other awkward people, too. Let's just say we're making friends with all the nerds. And I didn't really have any questions for the day in regards to science. But my sister, Jen, was like, hey, I read this article about male sex robots that have programmable penises and backstories. So they actually have, like, a personality, and they can adapt to you. And my question of today is, can we be replaced by robots as far as having our relationships? So we already do sexting. We already have virtual realities. You know, is this just another step? And I'm rambling, so let's see what this next person says. Okay, so I'm sorry. So today, I have a new friend. He's at the party. He's my first guest. I'll let him introduce himself. The question of the day is, will sex robots be a part of our everyday life, especially because we have sexting and online lives already?
Will sex robots for women be part of everyday life?
Yeah, and these robots have backstories, like personalities. They can text you back.
So I think that, all right, so it's a very broad question, right? So right now I think there are some sex robots that are part of our lives, whether it's the bullet or a battery-operated, whatever it is, dildo, or however you want to say it. cover it like that. Okay, so even though we do have those things currently, men haven't been replaced. But I do see that they are commonplace in the bedroom. And if anything, it can be used to enhance or change what we kind of know what sex is now. So do I think it's going to be incorporated into the bedroom? Absolutely. Do I think it's going to replace a man, that connection that a man has with a woman, that feeling, that touch? No.
What about, okay, it can replace a man, it can't replace a feeling, but can it be a threesome?
That's the thing. Like, yeah, it definitely could be a threesome. But is that a threesome you really want, though? Like, I don't know. It would be, like, if a man used a dildo on a woman, you know, that's kind of like just enhancing the sexual experience. But if you have a full robot that's like, you know, an automaton of a man, I guess you could do a threesome, but it just would be weird.
Especially because, like she's, my sister said, like Data, he's got a story. He's got a personality. Isn't this a lot of competition?
No, it wouldn't be Well, I guess for some men, they probably would be intimidated. Men are weird. Some men would be intimidated by a machine that could probably go forever. But like I said, it's not going to replace that connection you have with the person. Like, physical stimulation is one thing, and I can understand that part, but sex is more of a connection between two people or three people or however many people it is. And you really can't get that even because you know it's artificial. So I don't think it will.
Great question. And did you want to give yourself a shout out?
Yeah, this is Harris, Harris IT Group, or hitgro.com, HITGRO.com.
Thank you. You're awesome. Thank you. Okay, I'm recording.
No emotional connection. No money output. Voice command controllable. That's a plus. What else?
No guilt. No STDs. No baby mama. No kids. No attachments. No hurt feelings if you don't do it right. That's what it is.
If you're not going to have all that, then he better be skilled or trained or programmed or whatever.
Right. So it's AI. Exactly. Well, what about... Exactly.
Yeah.
And what about... What if you're just lonely? Maybe you don't want... You don't need him for sex. Maybe you just want a boyfriend. Would it be replaceable?
No.
Maybe it would need a person.
No.
Computers don't understand nuance.
Okay.
And they don't understand subtlety. And they can't, like, riff.
Wait, are we talking about the white people? I'm not sure they understand subtlety or nuance either.
Because they're going to be better than a robot or an artificial intelligence, right? Because basically that's programmed by man, so that Y chromosome is already in there fucking up the mix anyway. Ooh.
Okay.
Sorry, I said the F word.
It's all right. This is an uncensored show.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know about... They may not be able to deal with the subtlety. And because subtleties, and when they don't get it, the feelings get hurt.
Make people interesting, because a computer is very linear. Like A, if A, then B, then C. Whereas a person can go A, and then Q, and then Z. And sometimes you need A, and then Q, and then Z, versus A, B, C. So, yeah.
You know what? I think you guys are making good points. What came to mind when you were talking is, like, well, think about it. What if you were, like, bedridden? What if you were in an isolated area or disabled or something like that? Like, maybe, I don't know, maybe.
Then I would be looking for someone who would be a companion versus an AI penis. That's a different thing.
Oh.
That's called a vibrator, and you can buy one of those and get a pet. Just get a dog or a cat for the companionship. And then just have the dildo for everything else. Because otherwise, You're just asking for trouble because you can't fall in love with it. Like, what are you going to do with it when you're done? Do you shove it in the closet? Like, what do you do?
I don't know. It sounds really gross.
Bed, in the closet, in the shoebox.
Doll, basically, right? So it's like...
Except it's programmable and it's AI, so it's learning from its experience with you and it's becoming more adaptable to your needs and wants.
So I think that's creepy because it's creepy. So even in a man who, or a penis, in a man who does all that with AI, I find that creepy because it would get too correct. And even with your friends or your family, no one gets it absolutely correct. And the AI is always striving to predict something, and people stop trying to predict. Men stop trying to predict. People stop trying to predict what you want. So the communication never goes both ways. I wouldn't want it. I want to know what that person wants.
If that shit is perfect, it's boring as fuck. You're like, I already know what you're going to do. You're going to do the perfect thing. You're going to make the right choice every time. Who wants that? Like, really? You don't want that. Because that's not real. That's not real life.
Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate it. And I hope you guys have a good night.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Hi, this is David Anthony. I'm here at Comic-Con 2017 with the beautiful young miss.
Stephanie, Science Steph with Steph from the Dope Science Show. Hey!
Hey, the Dope Science Show. If you ain't checking for it, you don't know.
Awesome. So, what do you think? Can you think of any circumstance where a programmable, like a robot with a AI penis could replace a person? And this robot has a personality. So it adapts to you. It takes verbal commands. So, yeah, what do you think?
I mean, I think nothing is going to replace the real thing from the perspective of the way that the male ego is built and how the woman connects to a human. I think it can be a substitute that has a shelf life until it becomes not interesting. Because if it has other, you know, things that motivate it or other wants and needs beyond sex is when it gets kind of interesting. But I think all of the dynamics of that are based upon relationships with humans. But I think it can definitely make its name known.
Do you think, so under no circumstances, do you think we'll be able to replace humans with a robot? Even if it's, like, so human, like, is there some portion of our consciousness that you think can't be replicated?
I mean, I think there is. I think if it can connect and have a conversation, if it's not influenced by, like, other factors, because, like, the actual penis, as we know, is influenced by the psychology of the brain in addition to the physiology that works behind it. If you're talking about an on-target point simulation of the same things that happen chemically, I think it can, especially a situation like if all of the males on Earth are eliminated. That's one situation. If women are like, you know what, I can't deal with these regular human males anymore because they're just full of shit and I'm tired of it, then that's another situation. But, those two.
That's cool. I don't know. I wonder, I'm like, how could males be eliminated? You would have to, like, somehow rewrite our genetic code or something. Like in the embryo, right?
Yeah,
but what makes someone a male? Isn't that a spectrum?
I guess I should say male different from man, because I guess it would depend. Like you said, if you're talking about how somebody identifies with gender, that's a different conversation. But when I'm saying male, I mean capable of reproduction. Can this simulation reproduce?
No, it's just for, I guess, just for pleasure or companionship.
Yeah, I mean, technically we have versions of that, I guess, as they already stand. I think that would just be what would become a premium version of the the pleasure and of meeting those basic needs. But then again, I you know, it would only do, but that would mean I think women would really have to lower their expectation tremendously, because there's nothing like a real person. I mean, it just isn't nothing.
I agree. I mean, sex is so mental. Like, I don't think maybe once you could do it with the robot. I don't think it could be like an ongoing thing, you know? I was saying maybe it would be good. Yeah, the robot talks. I think I'll have to look back, but or maybe it'd be good just for like threesomes or parties.
It would definitely be an extra addition to keep it really interesting. I think it would be more of a spice. Again, is it following commands, or is it having it in the AI? Is it already set to a default of how it needs to act, like Westworld? So, like, if you have the robot, are you programming it to be like a type A guy, or do you want it to like start off as a thug and then like convert? Like, where's the arc of the things that go into relationships as we understand them that make them interesting? Because the reality of it is, women can really get a penis, you know, at a vending machine. It's like really simple. And if it was that easy, we would be in a different society. But the penis is so accessible to almost all women, I think it has to be more interesting to really be sustainable.
I think you're right, because, like, you're right with the arc. Like, what if I don't want to be dominated and this robot's, like, into, you know, like, what is the robot into? Like, is it, like, type A, B, C, you know? Those are good questions. And I wonder, like, I guess we already have that, because if you go to a sex shop, there's all kinds of, like, sex dolls and stuff that are built off of like famous porn people. And the difference is, this one is that the penis is programmable, so if you like a certain stroke or whatever. But yeah, I don't that's the draw, I think, about it. But I don't know, maybe the question will be different once this is more like a VR question.
Yeah, and I think, you know, speaking of VR, you know, the thing about VR versus augmented versus mixed, you know, what they're doing at Magic Leap versus what we see, the challenge with VR is VR takes you out of your immediate surrounding. And by that I mean the reality of sex in real time is you're actually using, when it's great, you're using everything around you as part of the stimulus to create the environment. So VR has to get to the point where it's smart enough to understand if a certain stimulus or thing it can introduce into your world, right? Because with the VR glasses, that's the limit of your world, is going to be something that works for you.
That's true. And the thing about, you're so right, because when I've tried out like the Oculus, it's like you're into it, but you have to be stationary, you know, and that's the limit. So I think you answered the question really well. Yeah, and I can. Yeah. No offense, anyone. Yes, yes. Thank you so much. Did you want to give yourself a shout out or stay anonymous? Yeah.
Shout out to CultureCon.net. CultureCon.net coming soon. Shout out to Smackaful, the hilariously insane video game where you can smack your friends for doing asinine stuff. Shout out to Comic-Con, and shout out to the beautiful host that's interviewing me right now.
Thank you, and shout out to Black Girl Nerds, because that's why we're here. Oh, yeah, and the Nerds of Color. Whoop, whoop.
We're out.
Thanks.
So I hope you guys enjoyed the show. Wasn't that awesome? It was like, we started talking about sex, and it was just like a spectacle, such a salacious topic, or at least that's what I thought. And then we meandered into conversations about what is companionship, what is gender, what is intimacy, how does virtual reality play into this question. And hopefully you guys had a lot of questions and ideas coming to mind. One of the articles that inspired this question was the article my sister recommended. It is on evomi.co. It is called "New Male Sex Robots with Bionic Penises May Just Replace Men in the Pleasure Department." And basically, it cites a few examples. And one of the companies mentioned is called Real Doll. And basically, these real dolls, these robots, have batteries in them that can be charged to last for as long as you want them to. And they respond to verbal cues. And supposedly, they can outperform any normal sex toy. You know what? I would never Googled Real Doll Company. I'm going to have to do that. But this is what inspired the question. If, you know, your bionic penis can adapt to you, can last forever as far as normal human stamina, you know, would people feel content where they don't need to have a real person? You know, so that's what inspired the question. And also listed on that website, which I will list in the show notes, was a video by Vice where they go to a male sex, actually just a sex doll manufacturer in LA. It's called Synthetics. And the show is called The Slut Ever. And the title of the video is called "Making the World's First Male Sex Doll." I suggest you watch the video. It's really informative as far as the minds and that go behind creating this type of thing, the artistry, the craftsmanship, what it is like as a manufacturer. And considering I have that experience, I was thinking, entrepreneur, like, what kind of sex dolls could I make if I just found someone who was a artist and wanted to do that? Like, how fun and weird would that be? And how much money would I make? And she really raises some good questions by getting the viewpoints of the customers. So if you want to delve deeper into this rabbit hole, check out the video. I will put the links in the show notes. And I read one more article that pretty much teaches us a little bit more about how humans interact with robots. So, in general, you would assume that a human would look at a robot as like a friendly computer, not personified, you know. And usually that is the assumption, but they found that you can break that boundary of interaction and from an inanimate object to an animate as far as your imagination. I know I'm saying this in a rambling way, but the point is, they found that if they ask people to touch the robot in places on their body that we would not normally touch someone that we didn't know or weren't intimate with, that people had a physiological response, or they call it, the title is "Touching a Robot Can Elicit Physiological Arousal in Humans." And basically that means we have a physical response to touching them in those areas. And not necessarily sexual, but just an actual physical response, whether it's repulsion or interest. I don't know. But there was a spectrum as far as responses. And they found that this would be interesting as far as the further development of, you know, the user face or that front-facing persona of a robot when we're trying to build them to interact with people, because ideally they will want to be able to have robots that can pass completely as human. So that, I think that is what the goal is for most robotic futurism, and I'm making that up, but still I think that's where it's leading to. So I will leave the show notes as well about this article, so you can check that out as well. And you guys, I hope you're enjoying the show. I'm trying to keep this short, unedited as much as possible, so I can just be fun with this. And I'm always looking for new topics. So feel free to email me And what is my email address? You can email me at thedopescienceshow@gmail.com. Yes, thedopescienceshow@gmail.com. Any of your questions or topics you might want me to discuss or look into. So enjoy your week, y'all. And thank you again, Black Girl Nerds, for hosting us. Nerds of Prey for hosting us. And all the awesome people that I met. The Wonder Women crew. Yay! If you guys are listening to this, you guys are hot. It was really so much fun and so friendly and a blast. Talk to you soon. Bye.